It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A local housing collaborative in Tuolumne County is putting on a special event next month. It's called the Blueprint for Housing Production. It's being hosted by the Tuolumne County Business Council, along with the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors. Tamara Blankenship, Tuolumne County Community Development Department's Housing Development Specialist, will play a big role in the event. She's joining us today on the program to tell us about it, along with Tom Crosby, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Good to see both of you here in studio today.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
You know, I'll start with Tamara Blankenship. You are the Housing Development Specialist with the Community Development Department. That's a newer position in county government, correct?
It is. It is. I came on in May of this year.
So what are the types of things that you do in this role?
Well, the goal of this role is really to increase the production and preservation of housing in Tuolumne County. And so with that goal, there are a lot of different activities, and that's everything from collaborating with other county agencies, private and nonprofit partners in the community. It's working on local policy, ordinances, everything from kind of the regulation to the softer aspects of community support for housing. So a little bit of everything.
And I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about the local housing collaborative putting on the event, the Blueprint for Housing Production. Tuolumne County Business Council and the Association of Realtors are involved. I'll go over to Tom Crosby, who's the president of the Business Council. Can you tell us a little bit about how those two groups kind of got involved with this event?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in early 22, some local leaders, community leaders, formed the Housing Collaborative. And the objective is to address housing availability to meet the needs of workers and young families, primarily, that are currently underserved within our housing ecosystem. So the ecosystem is all of the various housing solutions that map into everyone in our community, from the workforce to medium level incomes, higher level incomes, retired individuals, people interested in ranching and properties. I mean, it's a broad range of housing that our community is looking for here. But we're specifically focused now on workforce and young families and their housing needs as we look to grow the economy and to grow our community, increase prosperity for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And a question for either of you, you know, workforce housing, what does that exactly mean?
Well, I'll take that one initially. So we have businesses that create services and products that our community depends on, and many of those businesses require employees of various kinds, and the employees then earn a wage and have an income, and hopefully a percentage of what they earn can be spent on providing housing for themselves. And so that's essentially what we're trying to do, is to create housing solutions availability that's affordable by our local workforce.
Tamara Blankenship, can you explain just a little bit about kind of those various different levels, about what they all are? Because sometimes you hear people say, oh, low-income housing, but there's various different steps along the way, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's kind of two different ways we can look at it. One is a housing ladder, and I think that's what we're referring to here, where you start at the kind of the lower rungs of the ladder with lower income housing, and housing that there's more of a need to subsidize that housing, that the individuals, some individuals who need housing simply don't make enough to be able to afford the housing that's available here without some kind of assistance. And that assistance may either come to the household or it may come to the person who's building and providing that housing. But in some way, there's some assistance that's provided to build that level of housing that doesn't quite that isn't necessarily developed in the market rate where the builder is able to build it and the families are able to rent it. And as you move up on the ladder, you have what's commonly referred to as workforce housing. And that's really the moderate income level of housing. And the challenge that we've come into in California is that you can be earning a moderate income, you can be making the area's median income, and that's not enough to pay for housing without being rent burdened, and certainly not enough to purchase a home. So when we talk about workforce, we're really talking about all of our working households that are doing those really important jobs, teacher, law enforcement, firefighter, all of the people that are providing all the wonderful services that make this a really great place to live and a great community. But the problem is those jobs don't pay enough to pay for housing locally, whether it's to rent or to purchase. And then as you move up the ladder, you have kind of above moderate income. And those are homes that people are able to purchase, they are able to rent, but they're really at the higher end. And especially in California, those numbers have become skewed in terms of what people are paid and what they can afford to live in. And so we're really interested at housing along the entire ladder in terms of affordability. And we also think in terms of a spectrum of housing. So maybe not so much income-based, but what you need at a certain life stage. So younger people who are graduating high school or coming back from college maybe need a different type of housing than a young family who needs space for kids, maybe in a yard. And then you have older families as they grow, right? And they need a little bit more space. And then you have older folks that maybe their kids have left the house and they need less space, or maybe they need to come down from the snow line. And so within income levels, we need a whole variety of housing that meets those people's needs. So I try to think in terms of the ladder of affordability and the spectrum that's more related to life stages and making sure everyone has something that fits their needs that they can afford.
I imagine, too, with, say, like a senior housing project, you may think, oh, that won't help a younger generation, but there's kind of that trickle-down effect, correct, how it opens up other spots?
Absolutely. One of the things that housing research shows over and over and over is that any housing production, all housing production, increases affordability by freeing up other units. So even if units come on that are for a very specific population, targeted toward a specific group, even luxury housing that comes online frees up other housing units, and people tend to move into those freed up units. And when you have housing production and kind of all those different areas that I talked about, it creates a housing ecosystem, like Tom said, where families, individuals can find the type of house they're looking for that they can afford. So, yeah, building for those specific groups really does have a benefit for the whole community.
And we mentioned the Housing Collaborative putting on the blueprint for housing production. You know, the time and location, you know, do you have that in front of you?
The location is going to be in the Board of Supervisors chambers. We'll be starting at 9:30 in the morning, and we'll have some coffee and pastries, and then kind of mingle a little bit, and then we'll get right into the program, which is essentially going to be a review of the activities of the collaborative to date, a very short review, and then we'll be getting into Tamara's presentation. And it'll be an opportunity for engagement of the community in that part of it. And then we'll finish off with a review of the OpenGov implementation that the county has been working on and making really great progress. That's helping to accelerate the permitting process and other internal development-related processes within the county government.
So 9:30 in the Board of Supervisors meeting room. And again, tell us the date that's going to be coming up.
That's November 9th.
November 9th. We need to take a quick break. We're talking about housing on this weekend's Motherload Views, also highlighting that event that's going to be coming up next month. We're joined in the studio this weekend by Tamara Blankenship. She is Tuolumne County Community Development Department's Housing Development Specialist, and also Tom Crosby, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Anyway, welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about a local housing collaborative in Tuolumne County. They are putting on a special event next month. It's called the Blueprint for Housing Production. It's going to be on November 9th at 9:30 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors meeting room in downtown Sonora. Joining us on the program this weekend is one of the main speakers of that event, Tamara Blankenship. She is the Tuolumne County Community Development Department Housing Development Specialist. That's a new role that's recently been created in Tuolumne County government. Also on the program, we have Tom Crosby, the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. The Business Council and the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors, both very active in putting on this event that's going to be coming up next month. Tamara Blankenship, I'll turn back to you. You know, how would you kind of describe the state of housing right now in Tuolumne County?
Yeah, I love this question because I can ask this question of anyone in Tuolumne County that's been here for any length of time, and they can answer it with absolute accuracy. There's not enough of it, and it's too expensive. So we definitely have a shortage of housing, one that's well-maintained, two that's affordable, and three that meets the preferences and needs of people, whether that be for the size of housing for their family or how close it is or isn't to their work, the kind of house they want. And so really, we don't have enough of it, and it's too expensive.
So have you kind of set out some goals for your position?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking really high level, and the first kind of several months of my job has really just been talking to everybody. And so I've had the opportunity to talk to so many people who are so well-versed in not just housing, but economic development and really the needs of the community. And so I kind of think about what we want to accomplish on a really big level in kind of three layers. And the first is really fostering a local environment that's friendly to residential development, really signaling that we are ready and available, and we're here to provide those conditions where people can build housing. The second is really to give landowners more opportunity to develop their properties in ways that meet their needs and allow them to recognize the value of their property. And the third really is kind of the big picture, I think, is that we really want a future Tuolumne County that's both vibrant and recognizable, right? So we want there to be housing available for both current residents and future residents, but we don't want the kind of growth that would make Tuolumne County not look like Tuolumne County anymore. This is a great place to live, and we really want to make sure that everything we do maintains everything that's great about Tuolumne County. But we want room for there to be future residents as well and have that real economic aspect to it.
Turn over to Tom Crosby talking about the economy and economic development. You know, can you explain a little bit about how housing is such a high issue with the Business Council when it comes to the local economy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to continue on this thought of the retention of our history and our culture and our environment and how important that is to our entire community. So we need to put that in proper context when we discuss economic development and how all these things are interrelated. Obviously, we're talking about housing here, but that's part of a system of linked activities. It's having business that produces services and products that employs our the people in our community. Hopefully, folks aren't having to commute outside of Tuolumne County in every day to work because they can't find housing, you know, in our town and in our community and keep their income here and their personal lives being wrapped up in our community. I think that's really important to try to have housing in close proximity to where people work. It's good for the economy. It's good for keeping things green. and then along with housing, there's childcare that's very, very important. We need to focus on that. And to build housing, there's a broad range of infrastructure and industry components that we need to look at as well. So it's a relatively complex set of interrelated things. And that really kind of gets us to what economic development is. And at the end of the day, it's that every individual that's working is generating income, and they're living and spending what they earn in our community, which raises opportunities for the whole community. And so housing is a very tangible thing as a place to start in figuring out, okay, what are the barriers to building, and let's go after those and see if we can remove as many as possible and promote a choice for developers to come in and develop housing here. It needs to pencil out. It needs to be economically viable for developers to build housing here and to renovate existing homes. We have great contractors here that can do that. So people can come in and pick up a property that needs to be updated and renovated. We could look at our various townships. We have 5 townships in the county, all very unique and special, and with opportunities for developing homes and living solutions in all of them. So I'd say that it's allowing the market forces to work, but maybe putting a thumb on the scale a little bit and seeing if we can't encourage growth and development. I think mm-hmm. that's pretty much
it. Kind of leads into my next question I was going to ask to Tamara Blankenship. You know, you gave kind of a very good overview of the state of housing. What are kind of the obstacles that you see for new housing in the community?
Yeah, so when it comes to these obstacles or these challenges, you know, we have a lot that are coming from a lot of our local environment for residential development is affected by factors that are much larger and outside of local control. So I kind of look at 3 broad categories. One would be increasing cost, and this is increasing cost of labor, materials. Homes are increasingly expensive to purchase and to rent. The second real kind of challenge are, you know, the laws and bureaucracy that's evolved over time at a federal level, a state level, and a local level. And this kind of the laws and the bureaucracy have evolved over time in a way that's made it really difficult and expensive to build new housing. And that's where you see California and the legislature coming in with very aggressive legislation, lots of funding for affordable housing preservation, which is fantastic. But it also provides a challenge for us locally, where California has very specific priorities for developing housing. And those include things like concentrating housing near job centers, large job centers, near public transit, and they want housing built away from hazards such as flooding or wildfire. And so California's priorities, those aren't bad priorities, but they don't reflect our reality here and the need to provide housing for the people that already live here and the people that will want to live here in the future. So what we do is we kind of take these challenges and we go, what are the levers we can pull on a local level that we can affect? Some of these, the cost of materials isn't something that we have much control of, if any, on a local level. However, within the kind of bureaucracy, the processes, and our natural kind of strengths and assets that exist here in this community, I think there are some levers where we can kind of take those opportunities and grow them in a way that's really specific to Tuolumne County for Tuolumne County.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting because a lot of people probably don't realize how much of it is, you know, state issues as opposed to what it can be controlled at the local level.
Yeah, I think it's really important to kind of tease those out because we have to make sure that our solutions are very specific to our place, which is very special, the assets that are specific to what we have here, what we can and can't do. There are, I think in any problem, there are maybe some kind of novelty solutions that are popular because they seem maybe like an easy fix or something we can just put in place or it works somewhere else. And I think we need to be really careful to make sure that the solutions that we're going for, the things we're reaching for, are actually achievable at a local level and will actually make a difference for families here trying to rent and purchase housing.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about housing on this weekend's Motherlode Views, also previewing an upcoming local housing collaborative event in Tuolumne County that's coming up on November 9th. It's called A Blueprint for Housing Production, being put on by the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors, as well as Tuolumne County Business Council. Joined in studio this weekend by one of the main speakers of that upcoming event, Tamara Blankenship, who is with the Community Development Department in Tuolumne County, the Housing Development Specialist. Also, Tom Crosby, who's the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about housing on this weekend show. We have a pair of guests that are talking about an event coming up on November 9th at 9:30 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors meeting room in downtown Sonora. It is a local housing collaborative event. It's called the Blueprint for Housing Production. It's being put on by the Tuolumne County Business Council along with the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors. Our guest in studio, Tamara Blankenship with the Community Development Department. She's the Housing Development Specialist for the county. Also, Tom Crosby, the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Tamara Blankenship, I'll go back to you. So the event coming up on November 9th, what is kind of the pitch and reason why members of the community should come and take part?
Well, I hope that the community will come and participate and join with us because housing is really something that affects everyone in the community. And so we're going to take this opportunity. We're so thankful for this opportunity that's being hosted by the Business Council to come and really talk about what our goals are for housing, to recognize what the challenges are that we face, and really talk about where we can find the opportunities for change locally within those challenges. And I do believe there are a lot of opportunities. And then we'll get really specific about what our plans are. We'll talk about some real short term. What are some things we can do around process, policy, kind of activities that we can be doing now, that we are doing now. And these are the things that will be really building a foundation for the future, as well as having, you know, hopefully a short term impact. We'll be talking about our midterm strategies, building on that foundation, and long-term strategies that really have to do with long-term planning, infrastructure planning, really tied to economic development and resiliency. And so we'll be talking about those strategies. And specifically on those short-term strategies, we plan to go into some detail and really hopefully get the community excited about the activities we're working on right now. Within the meeting itself, we'll have some opportunities for people to participate. And we really want to, together as a group, start thinking about what we want the future of Tuolumne County to look like and how housing fits into that, and to provide input. And really, this is an area where everyone's input is important. Like I told you, anyone could answer the question of what the current state of housing is. Everybody that lives in Tuolumne County has something to contribute in terms of the solution in creating that future for Tuolumne County. So we would hope to get people to come and talk with us and to participate and to engage, and then really to learn about these short-term strategies, midterm strategies, and the opportunities to be involved ongoing. So we'll really be talking about some work groups that we have with local experts and stakeholders to build these solutions. This isn't something that the county can do alone, that community development can do alone. This is really something that's going to take a lot of collaborative work, and workshops. These are going to be opportunities for the community to come and work on really specific initiatives in really concrete ways and hopefully see some outcomes from their participation. And what are the just long-term opportunities for engaging and partnering with the county, opportunities for partnering to build housing, and really how to be a kind of a pro-housing neighbor, you know? How can we all work together in the ways that we communicate with each other and think about the places we live in a way that says, you know, that we're good neighbors and we are excited to have our future residents here and we'll have places for them to live. And especially around young people, for young people to either stay after high school or return after college and raise their families here. And Tuolumne County has a lot of multi-generational families. It's one of the really great things about Tuolumne County. We want to make sure that that isn't broken by the state of our housing. And so that's what we really hope to kind of get people excited about. Really concrete and really big picture goals kind of at the same time.
So you mentioned the workshop aspect. So it's not going to be a situation where people just come and hear what's happening. You're going to come and give your input as well?
Well, there will be opportunities for people to engage. We will have a few activities to really kind of think and communicate together about what we hope to see. And then we'll be talking about future opportunities for intensive workshops where the community will be able to sign up. We'll talk to them about how they can be notified of opportunities as they come up. So very specific activities that they're interested in. They'll be able to come participate on a work group and see a direct kind of output of their work at the end of the work group.
We've got a couple minutes left. You mentioned OpenGov earlier. Can you give us a little snapshot of what that all entails and how it ties into housing?
Yeah, so OpenGov is an online permitting system that has been a long time in the works, long before I got here. So there are others in our department that have been working on this for a very, very long time. Recently just kicked it off at the start of this month. We went live with that system, and Community Development Department has been very busy working in the background to make that implementation as smooth as possible. We'll have staff from community development that'll be there to talk in more detail, but I think the community can get really excited about the opportunity to apply for permits online from home. They won't have to come into the office to be able to track the progress of their permit and for really the opportunities for streamlining and improving our processes internally. So we're really excited, and we hope that people will come and learn more about that opportunity and how it's going and what our plans are for the future with that system.
And Tom Crosby, before we wrap up this morning, I'll go back to you one more time. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yes, I'm just really pleased with the level of collaboration and cooperation between the community and our local government groups. And Tamara has been the catalyst and an important part of that improvement in our progress towards understanding and addressing these problems that and challenges that we have. That's important to all of us, and so I just like to encourage the public to be involved as much as they can be. You can follow the Housing Collaborative's activities. We'll be promoting future meetings like this one, and for you to be able to get involved. And I think, you know, this is just a really terrific example of the community coming together and working together to address an important issue for us, that being housing availability.
And Tamara Blankenship, anything last that you'd like to add?
I would just say again that housing really affects everybody in the Tuolumne County we want to live in now and in the future. Really depends on everyone having housing that they can both afford and meets their needs. And I think we have a lot of exciting opportunities to really improve that in the future. And it has a lot of exciting kind of ripple effects for economic development, quality of life, really across the board. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited for the Housing Collaborative meeting where we can talk with the community some more.
We thank both of you for coming on today. Again, that meeting is coming up November 9th, 9:30 a.m. in the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting room. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.